Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, so we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Duchess of York, Sarah Ferguson, revealed this weekend that she has melanoma. She is the 64-year-old ex-wife of Prince Andrew. And apparently, after suffering or having to go through a mastectomy for breast cancer in June, she had several moles removed at the same time, I believe, or surgery following the mastectomy. And she ended up getting diagnosed with malignant melanoma. Now, melanoma is one of the deadliest of the skin cancers, one of the scariest. In Great Britain, 16,000 people are diagnosed each year. In America, 200,000. Currently, over 1 million people are living with melanoma in the United States right now. And most of the cases are caused by UV light, damaging the DNA of our cells, causing overgrowth. It could also be genetic. But melanoma involves your melanocytes. The melanocytes are the sites or cells that deal with the melanin, or the color of your skin. If we could catch your melanoma early, then it's fantastic. But if the melanoma spreads, it could be deadly. Now, I think FDR, we had spoken about, where FDR, we were told, died of a hemorrhagic stroke, which could have been the case. But many scholars, including myself, think he also had melanoma. When you look at his pictures, you see a splotch above his left eyebrow that seems to get more splotchy later in his life. Well, melanoma can spread to the brain and cause a brain bleed. So his hemorrhagic stroke, because you didn't have CAT scans at the time, might have actually been a melanoma in the brain. He also did have high blood pressure that had to be treated, so people thought he had a stroke or he died from a hemorrhage in his brain from his high blood pressure, which could have been the case, but it could also have been from melanoma. So as we know, melanoma is pretty damn scary. And when somebody is wealthy and, you know, who has access to doctors very easily, as, you know, Sarah Ferguson, gets it, it makes a lot of us nervous. Now, she does have the type of, you know, red hair, light skin, you know, that, you know, sadly can commonly come with a higher risk. Those of us who are very, very light skinned have higher risk of melanoma, but melanoma can happen to anybody. You know, we can, of all sorts of colors, races, can have melanoma. I think it was Bob Marley had melanoma of his, I think it was his toe. He had a very aggressive one, the lentiginous melanoma. Doesn't have to just be one skin type. So how do you look for melanoma? How do you prevent you having a mole that could be deadly? So we use the A, B, C, D, E, F when it comes to moles, which we've talked about on the show a lot, which we're going to talk about again. So A is asymmetry. If you draw a line through that mole and it doesn't look identical one side to the other, it's asymmetrical. It's not symmetrical. Asymmetry could be a sign that that mole could be melanoma. Not all moles are melanoma, but it should prompt you to get it checked out. Why? Well, because melanoma, if it is melanoma, is chaotic. It's cancer. A freckle is a nice little circle. Usually will look similar on both sides when you draw a line through it. But you know, melanoma, if it's cancer, it doesn't follow any rules. So it's not going to necessarily have a nice, beautiful, round sort of picture to it. B for A, B, C, D, E, F is for border. Right. If it doesn't have a nice, smooth border, but it's kind of fuzzy and odd, the border, that could be growth. That could be cancer. C stands for color. Most freckles are uniform in color, but a melanoma will have multiple colors. It might be brown, then dark brown, black, red. So look at the color of it. D stands for diameter. If it's greater than 6 millimeters or the size of a pencil eraser, that's kind of concerning. You don't really get big freckles. E stands for evolving. Is it changing? Is it elevating? E is for, is it evolving? And then F is for fast. Did it pop up quickly? Is it changing quickly? Is it growing quickly? So F is fast. Now, if you remember any of those, that's fine. Get yourself checked out. Now, there is one type of skin lesion that seems to violate some of those rules, and that is a seborrheic keratosis. Seborrheic keratoses are these big, dry, patchy, scab-looking things that'll be on somebody's chest and trunk or scalp. And these things do appear to violate those rules, but they're benign. But that's not for you to worry about. Any medical provider, if they're concerned about a mole or something, I mean, we could tell if it's a Seb K versus a, you know, pretty easily. But if at all there's any question, we biopsy and we make sure that we know what it is. So those are the A, B, C, D, E, Fs. A for asymmetry, B for border, C for color, D for diameter, E for evolving, F for fast. We hope Sarah Ferguson, who was known as Fergie. What was she known as, Fergie? I forget, in the 80s. But she had it kind of tough because they compared her to Princess Diana. And so she kind of got the shaft. And you know, then when she left, you know, Andrew, she kind of started to be able to get a lot of respect for those who, you know, felt that she was given a bad hand, you know, with this whole, you know, with all the drama with the royals. But, you know, having melanoma is no easy fight, especially since she had breast cancer. And it could have been that going through breast cancer, she had to go through so much of the treatment that suppressed her immune system. So hopefully she'll be able to knock this out, and make sure you check your moles, have somebody do mole patrol, or get yourself to a medical provider. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Delia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So Macy's, one of the biggest companies in terms of retail, very well-known Macy's Day Parade. Macy's gets featured in so many movies. Most states have a Macy's. Most cities have a Macy's. They are going to be closing some stores and laying off 2,300 employees, we're being told, including a couple stores in California. Five locations are being closed permanently, and this is a move, we are being told by the Wall Street Journal, that includes a cutting back that's going to include 2,350 jobs. According to Macy's, they say, as we prepare to deploy a new strategy to meet the needs of an ever-changing consumer and marketplace, we made the difficult decision to reduce our workforce by 3.5% to become a more streamlined company. So the company reported late October that there were 500 Macy's locations. They also own Bloomingdale's and Bluemercury. But their stock has struggled. And so they are now going to close Virginia, Arlington, Virginia store, a San Leandro, California store, a Hawaii store, a Simi Valley store, and a Tallahassee store. And, you know, seeing this sort of thing, you know, I watch these memes or these, I follow these groups that look at life in the 80s and Gen X, because I'm Generation X, and there were stores like Gemco. I remember Gemco. Gemco seemed too big to fail. You don't see any Gemcos anymore. I remember Circuit City, Radio Shack. I don't really see those stores anymore. I don't see Fredericks of Hollywood. You know, it's interesting how these stores that were Miller's Outpost. Miller's Outpost was huge. And it's fascinating. I one of my little hobbies is marketing, or one of my past lives I was in marketing. And so, you know, seeing these things that were, I mean, Miller's Outpost was, you would have never thought, as long as people like jeans. Actually, funny, jeans are going away. Jeans, which has been around for centuries. Jeans, blue jeans, a lot of people don't wear them. People don't feel comfortable in jeans. They don't. I haven't worn a pair of jeans since my abdominal surgery. I do have jeans that have some expandable waist, but my old pairs of jeans that you would get into, and you know, well, jeans are starting to lose a lot of favor because of people's weight, and also their inconsistent weight. So, you know, I was pretty slim. Never super slim, but I was slender, and if I would gain, it was so slow to gain. I mean, maybe I'd go up and down 5 pounds, but that was just about it, and it would take a lot for me to gain. It wasn't until after I had one of my surgeries that all of a sudden the weight came on really fast without any change in diet or exercise. Could have also been I was, you know, perimenopause, because I start to have hot flashes in my 30s. But I noticed that lately our weight is fluctuating a lot. And so could it be because we're on these weight loss drugs? Is it because we're on weight loss pills? Is it because we try intermittent fasting and then we don't stick to it? So we're yo-yoing up and down. Now, people have been crash dieting for years, but you know, when people don't wear or buy jeans anymore because they're uncomfortable and people want to be in pants that are more comfortable or sports bras. I notice with underwear, people are wearing bras that are a lot more comfortable. You don't always have to do the whole Victoria's Secret sexy bra thing anymore. I mean, maybe on dates, but I ditched those once I got married. Sorry. It's going to be Hanes her way. Or Playtex 36-hour bras, because I got to be in a bra for 36 hours as I'm going to the hospital now to work. So see ya. So consumers are changing. Consumers are also, they're buying online. You know, Macy's has to now compete with other stores that are a lot cheaper. Every now and then I'll go into Macy's if I need a dress for a wedding or for a gala or an event. They have some nice clothes, and it is nice to be able to see what's there, but to be honest, I can't stand having to find something, go to the dressing room, try it on. There was one place, not a Macy's, where you could see the camera through the mirror, the camera up on the ceiling. So the camera could look right into the changing room at all the mirrors to see if you were stealing, which means they were watching us change. No, I'd rather than buy in the privacy of my own home. And so people are, they're fearful that there could be cameras on them. They might not like the fact that they're suggestive sell, so then they have to buy things that they wouldn't normally have to buy, or they wouldn't normally buy. Well, you need shoes to go with that. What are your accessories? Is that the purse you're going to wear, or do you have a purse? Because I could, you know, walk into the purse section department, and we could find something that goes perfect with that. And then you end up spending more than you usually spend. The trick is to not have a purse. Everybody has a clutch or something like that. And those never hold what you need to. Just use your husband's pockets. That's what I do. Hold my ID. Walmart is closing stores also, we're being told. Apparently, there were store closures and bankruptcies, but we're being told that Walmart is going to close more stores in 2024. And Walmart, you would think, would be the best positioned in an economy such as this. But they're following what CVS, Rite Aid, Walgreens, and other stores have. A lot of stores have struggled with bankruptcy. They've struggled with stealing. They've struggled with theft, crime. I think Bed Bath & Beyond might have filed for bankruptcy. Amazon has made some changes. So Walmart closing stores is not an easy decision, and it really affects the communities that they're in. You know, the Walmart, for example, is a very easy place for people to get, you know, cheaper groceries, diapers. I always did all my baby shopping at Walmart. It was cheaper than Babies R Us and other places because I could get the diapers cheaper. I could get everything cheaper. So when you start to close those stores, and people say, well, you can order online. If you're not at, you can't have your things delivered to work. So if you're not home, somebody can then steal your deliveries. You know, it might be great for suburbia and for upper middle class and wealthy people where they could just order online. But the average person wants to be able to go into a store and get what they need, because if they're at work and something is shipped to their house, it could get stolen. I can't tell you how many times neighbors have asked me to try to put their boxes closer to their house or in their backyard so nobody takes them. You know, that's just kind of where we are right now. So back in 2023, Walmart had to close 24 stores. And they were going to only do 15. And then they ended up closing 24 total. I'm not sure how many are going to, you know, be this year. But sadly, there's only so much they could do. And they pay a lot of real estate. And what really stinks is when you close a Walmart, then the boutique shop, the hair salon, the donut shop, these other companies that are in a Walmart supercenter lose their value quickly. And they lose traffic. I've seen shopping centers become ghost towns overnight. And we could blame Biden, we could blame COVID, we could blame, you know, Amazon, but shopping is not like it used to be. And to me, I don't like walking into a Walmart because I spend more than I need to. They're very smart when it comes to suggestive selling or reminding you that you need toothpaste or you need toilet paper or you need cat food or dog food. They know exactly, honestly, the psychology of store marketing. I could write a book on it, on how to remind you, oh, you need this. You better start thinking about Christmas. You need to start thinking about Easter decorations. And you're like, Easter? It's January, for crying out loud. But these stores know exactly what they're doing. It's just every time I walk into one, I end up spending more money. I'm ending up spending a couple hundred dollars, so I don't do it anymore. If I need deodorant, I go online to Amazon and buy it. So I just hit click, check out, and all I did was buy the deodorant. Well, no wonder Walmarts are closing. No wonder Walmarts are losing money. And so what might have been a very successful selling strategy is that I avoid Walmart because I spend too much money at a Walmart. That's not what Walmart's supposed to be about. Walmart's supposed to be like a Kmart or a Gemco where you save money. And you do save money. By the way, Walmart is cheaper than Amazon. But not when you get out of there and you spend on so many other things. So if people use these places for groceries and all that, they're going to take a hit. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA News Update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is dropping out of the presidential race.
Accordingly, I am today suspending my campaign. I'm proud to have delivered on 100% of my promises, and I will not stop now.
With an announcement on X over the weekend, DeSantis immediately announced his endorsement of Donald Trump, who now faces a tough first-of-the-nation primary contest in New Hampshire, where he and Nikki Haley remain in a virtual dead heat in the polls. The amount of U.S. Capitol Police threat assessment cases are up heading into this election year. In 2023, the USCP's threat assessment section investigated just over 8,000 cases. Members of Congress of either party tend to receive a wide range of threats and concerning statements through the mail, phone, or online, they say. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So there has been a call for us to look a little deeper at the transitioning regret, as there is a huge push to have children who are prepubertal to start the transitioning process early. As I've said on this show, we could really answer a lot of questions by talking to those who did transition and what did they regret. Well, some scientists want to take a look at the studies that have been done, because a small study had said that there was very little regret. In JAMA Surgery, which was published this summer, that only 1% of people who, and it was a small study, I think only 235 people, only 1% of people had dissatisfaction with transitioning. And the proponents for early transgender care for gender dysphoria say, look, transgender regret, don't be bringing that up as a reason. It's the studies are showing there's very little regret or no regret at all. Yet what some doctors are wondering is there are much higher, shall we say, percentages of regret when people get mastectomies, when people get nose jobs, when people get that, you know, I have regret of having the first hernia surgery done because then the mesh was a faulty mesh and then I went through all that. And so the average person, there is a much higher level of, well, so 1% or less. That's kind of unique. And so, you know, some people are going, is that really the case? And also, you know, as I've always said, if you're going to ask about what regret, you know, really divide it up into what piece of it. Did you like the hormones or would you have not have done the surgery? Would you have preferred to save your breasts? Would you have preferred to save your penis? Would you have preferred to be on less hormones? Would you have preferred to at least grow taller first and finish puberty? Or, I mean, there's if you have regret, it's not just an all or nothing. You know, is it that there were some parts you liked, some parts you didn't like? And what I think a lot of people in, you know, healthcare are concerned about is that some individuals may not feel that comfortable to come out and be open about it. They may feel like they are not going to be supported by the LGBTQAI plus community, which is wrong. The LGBTQAI plus community is supposed to be one of the most inclusive communities. So they should be there for the detransitioners. If they're there for everybody, then they should be also there for the detransitioners. I don't know what they are. And so, you know, that's somebody thinking maybe I should have done something else, or maybe I should have accented this and maybe not have. That's very common. In fact, hearing that there's very little of that, I don't know if that is the proper study. And so there's this big push, especially with this next election, on pediatric rights and, you know, for gender-affirming care. And I don't know if the average 8, 10-year-old, 12-year-old about to be put on puberty blockers understands the ramifications. You know, what about your bone mass? What about your height? What about your fertility later? And so it's obviously not simple. And they're trying to simplify it, saying the reason why this child is depressed is because they don't want to be a boy, they don't want to be a girl. You know how many kids go back and forth with, you know, a parent will say, is my child transgender because they like to play with a Barbie? No, you can't tell. If your toddler is grabbing the sister's Barbie and wanting to play with the sister's Barbie, that could be just regular play. That doesn't mean they're transgender. See, how it, I guess, used to work when we were little is boys would get the cars, girls would get the dolls, and we would almost force it on the kids. You know, I remember my mom trying to get me dolls. I didn't want dolls. I wanted to play with the boy toys, not because I was transgender. I'm a girl that really likes cars, and I like to ride big wheels, and I like to watch sports. I hated that term tomboy because I wasn't a tomboy. I liked wearing skirts, but I didn't like it if everybody could see my underwear. So I'm like, well, if I want to run and play and I have to always worry about my underwear, well, then let me wear a skort where there's shorts on underneath or something. But I don't want to stop what I'm doing to be a girl. Let me just do what I do. And then I found my husband, married my husband, had babies. I'm a cis heterosexual woman, but as a kid, I hated Barbies. I thought Barbies were stupid. I hated tea parties. I'd rather do what the boys do. They had more fun. That's not Which is why I support us getting rid of this whole girl toy, boy toy thing. I mean, I don't think we should punish stores or fine them. But, you know, yeah, if a girl wants to play with a car, let the girl play with the car. It's okay. But then people panic if they see their kid grab something that's sparkly, something that's pink, something that's... who cares? They like the color. It's okay for a boy to like the color pink. It's okay for a girl to like the color blue. Kids change. I've known kids that would play with their sister's dolls, but be cis male, heterosexual male. Where somebody decides to, you know, somebody's sexuality and all that, it doesn't necessarily is based on toys or based on what they wear. And so there's also this push to have kids in non-gender clothing so that they could decide on their own what they want to be. But my only worry with that is, what if somebody does want to wear a dress? Are they allowed to? Will you let them? Well, some girls want to look like a princess. They read the Cinderella story and they go, I want to look like that. They go to Disneyland and they want to wear Belle's yellow dress. You know, when you go to Disneyland, you could get these gowns. It's really cool. They're expensive, but it's really cool. So these little girls could dress up and look like Bella or Belle, is it Belle or whoever, or look like Elsa and Frozen. If somebody wants to do that, that doesn't mean they're going against the narrative of, you know, gender dysphoria is something that is very, very serious, very challenging. When somebody says, look, I think I'm in the wrong body. I'm not supposed to be having these parts. It's not common. Now, you may have a lot of people not wanting to identify, but in terms of true gender dysphoria, where I'm in the wrong body, it's rare, it's serious, and we do need to help these individuals if they want to transition or not. But when we start to open it up to, you know, you don't like having your period, you don't like being a girl, we could change that for you. There could be some ramifications. And who better to teach us than those that might have jumped to transitioning and said, you know what, I think I would have done it differently. That's who we need to hear from. We hear from those people in medicine. We hear from our parents. We hear from our grandparents. We hear from divorcees. You know, we hear from people on their experiences. Why not allow somebody who is to transition that has some regret open up about that? 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there.
Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time to get into the action.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. To get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in medical headlines, dark chocolate has made the news again, although this isn't news. We've known this for a while. But dark chocolate has been linked to lowering high blood pressure. And so we have another study saying that intaking or ingesting dark chocolate was associated with the decreased risk of high blood pressure. Well, we've heard about this for a while. It's nice to see extra studies. It's just, it would be nice to make dark chocolate a little more palatable and less expensive, because chocolate's getting expensive. But a recent study published in Nature Scientific Reports examined how the intake of dark chocolate may help decrease the risk of essential hypertension. Essential hypertension is primary hypertension or high blood pressure that's not caused by something else, like cocaine use or alcohol use or a thyroid condition. It means it's something that is caused by your blood vessels or your own genetics. And so the results suggest that if you consume dark chocolate, you could also decrease blood clot risk. So they want us to study dark chocolate more, and trust me, I will sign up. You could use me if you need to. I will be your test subject. So essential hypertension, or it's high blood pressure that involves blood pressure without a known cause. This is being reported by Medical News Today. And it is very highly prevalent, and it could be related to obesity, genetics, and cause stroke, heart attack, heart failure, blindness, kidney disease. And so managing high blood pressure is usually, you know, to the success of medications, but there's a lot of things we could do diet-wise. We could eat less salt. We could eat more leafy vegetables. We could eat vegetables rich in vitamins, drink more water, eat less fat, eat less preservatives. And so dark chocolate has been touted, but for it to be considered dark chocolate, it has to be at least 50% cocoa, or even 70% or 90%, meaning you can't have a lot of sugar or milk or nuts or peanut butter. And dark chocolate is very bitter. True chocolate is disgusting tasting to me. So if you eat a Hershey's bar or a Nestle Crunch, you're probably not going to get the effect, because that's not 90% or 70% or 50% cocoa. It's probably less, because they mix it with all sorts of other things. Dark chocolate is very, very dark. So when you have a nice creamy milk chocolate or white chocolate, probably not. I don't really like white chocolate. I like dark chocolate, but even the Hershey's dark, I think the Hershey's dark is 30-some percent. There's still a lot of sugar in there, because again, they're trying to make it tasty. So, you know, researchers looked at, you know, how it works, and, you know, and it's a causal relationship. It's not that, or if you eat the chocolate, this isn't going to happen. But for those individuals who, you know, include, you know, things that aren't very sugary or milky in their diet, they may actually benefit from something like this. It doesn't mean go out and buy chocolate. I see this all the time. You know, there was a candied apple at Disneyland that my son picked up, and it was dark chocolate. It tasted horrible. I did not like the way it tasted. I like the milk chocolate candied apples that they have at that confectionery place in downtown Disney. If you can't eat it because you don't like the taste, that doesn't do good. But we have study over study and time over time heard that if we can implement a small piece of dark chocolate into our diet, that could help. I just don't think it could help to the degree that it needs to. For those of us with high blood pressure issues, our blood pressure is spiking when we don't know it. And, you know, you'd have to, I think, consume a lot. So I just don't think we're there yet. Now, another study has come out looking at using marijuana to control our long COVID symptoms. So according to the CDC, long COVID is a term used for people whose symptoms continue to occur after acute infection. It could last weeks. Now, we're being told that 65 million individuals around the world had long COVID in 2022. Their symptoms were sleep problems, fatigue, problems concentrating, pain, anxiety, depression. Well, I think there were more. I think a lot of us have had long COVID symptoms. We just don't get the diagnosed. We just try to move on and deal with it. But Cannabis Health News is saying, hey, marijuana-based medicines could work. So this is being reported by Benziga. They say a German clinical study showed medical marijuana significantly improves chronic depression symptoms. Now, that's fascinating to me, because marijuana has been known to cause depression. So seeing marijuana improve chronic depression, now, I wouldn't be surprised. I think it's different strokes for different folks, but we got to be still very, very careful seeing that, because you do have other people where it has the opposite effect. Another study said that cannabis provides similar pain relief benefits as opioids without the negative consequences of respiratory depression. Now, again, I've met people where cannabis did nothing. I've had other people say cannabis works. So scientists at Drug Research conducted a preliminary study sponsored by Australian pharmaceutical company Bod Healthcare. And they looked at the safety and tolerability of its Medicabolus 5% CBD I wonder if that's, yeah, CBD oil, a full-spectrum cannabidiol-dominant cannabis-based medicinal product. I don't think it had THC in it. 12 participants took part in the research that concluded that it was safe, well-tolerated, and nobody had adverse side effects. Now, we're looking at a very, very small study of 12 people. But that is exciting, because you have some people that have never rebounded from COVID. But take a look at these long COVID symptoms that they're talking about. Sleeping problems, fatigue, trouble with concentration, pain, anxiety, depression. Chronic COVID could be cough, could be anything. Memory issues. The problem we have with long COVID is we aren't really up on our testing. I personally think we might still have active pieces, and even if we might not test positive, I think part of our long COVID is our body still dealing with some of the spike proteins or the after effects of COVID and the virus or virus particles in our system. The problem is I'm older now than I was in 2020. Now, the first time I got COVID was 2021, and it stunk. But I'm older now. I am 3 years older for the first time I got COVID. I personally think COVID messed with my memory, messed with my concentration, messed with my sleep. But is that also that, well, I'm getting older? Is it because I'm working from home more? Is it because I'm a different weight? Is it because my exercise routine is different? Is it because I don't get to go to a workplace and be around tons of people because people are working from home? So all of these things, you know, if you loved going to work, you had fun going to work, and now you're stuck home, yeah, you might get more depressed. If you're on a computer screen more often than you used to be, you're going to get more depressed. You're also going to have sleeping problems. So when I say that COVID caused issues, it's not just the COVID virus. It's the lockdown. It's the change in work habits. So using marijuana this isn't the first time that has been suggested, you know, in terms of treating issues. Look at how we're using psychedelics to help those in the military or those people with PTSD. You know, we have found that hallucinogenics or medications such as those with THC or mushrooms, etc., you know, could be used to manipulate some of the bad and negative emotions people have in their brain. And so it's a science that is evolving. It's evolving quickly. It's just, I have to warn everybody, for some people, it has the opposite effect. Some people get very depressed on marijuana. Some people have sleeping issues with that. Some people may be more likely to drink if they smoke or use marijuana. So these are things we got to kind of take into account. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Vietnam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.